This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is so great to get together with you as spring springs forward. Hello, good morning, good mid-morning, good lunchtime, good afternoon tea, whenever you are. It is great to have your company and thank you so much for joining me. This is Tune In with Erica. I am Erica Longdon. I'm your host here on 1-2 Radio, kicking things off on a Monday morning. And you will also find me as an advisor on 1-2listen.com, which is an absolute honour to be part of that family. I was back on 1-2 day yesterday, haven't been around for a while, and it just to be amongst my colleagues and amongst the energy, it is a very, very special, I'm going to say cohesion of people. I'm not sure if that's the right word. Anyway, a coherence of people. Let's go for that one. So I was going to say also, don't forget there's a free gratitude board over there and I can see lots of people posting in the Facebook chat room and saying that you feel very stuck or it's a bit like wading through treacle at the moment. So maybe something on the gratitude board would help. We do empower it and there's something like 50 advisors on 1-2 Listen with various skills. And when we're logged on, our energy is empowering that gratitude board and it's absolutely free. We will never take your email address or we're not going to spam you with messages. It is literally a gift from 1-2 Listen. So if that sounds like something that would work for you, go on over and take a look, 1-2listen.com. So a very good morning to you. I can see the Facebook chat room filling up and I will go in there and say hello in a moment. Also need to give out a shout out to Polly Ford, who I know is just back here in Cornwall and sorting out some wonderful news as she plans to move house and her mother's coming to visit. So busy, busy time. Good luck to you, Polly. And also to Erin, who I know listens to this show but can't always get in the Facebook chat room. I can see notes coming in from Tara Elizabeth in the chat room. If you want to come and join us, they are such a nice group of people. If you've never dipped a toe in before, it's very safe. Go to 1-2radio.com. Look at the menu. On the left-hand side, many options, including the on-demand section where you can listen to shows when you've missed them. I love going in there and picking up shows from my colleagues. Also, you'll see chat. That will bring you into this Facebook chat room, or if you're simply a Facebook person already, just put in 1-2 Radio and go on in there. Good morning. Oh, the boss is in the house, doffing my cap. Good morning to Mark Husson, whose YouTube show will be following this one. I cannot wait. I always love Mark's show. I know today that he sent out a postcard saying he's talking about, in astrology, he's talking about elements, which is basically the temperament of each sign. Mark, I cannot wait. I'm a Libra, but I'm also going to listen to my temperament for my moon sign, because that's kind of what drives you, and also my rising sign. So Mark, if you've got time on your show, should we be doing that? Does it matter which one you tap into? I can't wait to find out what happens at the top of the hour. So here we go. It is the 13th of April. I am going to be doing readings with my angel tarot in the chat room. If you want a reading, come on in. I've also got my wisdom deck and my dragon deck at the side of me. So if you would prefer a card from one of those, I'm very, very happy to do it. And I chose the card for us today, all of us, before I came on air, because I was, I have to share with you, I have been spring cleaning. It is, the sun is out for once, hallelujah, here in Cornwall, and it just makes you want to clean everything. And I've had visitors staying for the last week, so you know I'm in massive cleaning mode. And so I was getting my cards out and dusting those as well and saying, what do you want me to talk about? Tuned in, asked the universe, and got two fabulous cards for us all. One is the Seven of Earth, and it came with the Sun. So I sat and meditated with those two cards and asked them, what do you want me to do with these two? Where do you want me to go? And of course, it turns out it's a perfect message, because the Seven of Earth in my deck is a beautiful old tree and he's surrounded by fairies. And the message on the card is plant seeds now, or seeds well planted. Seeds of wisdom, he had me know, because he's this beautiful old tree and he's a very wise old tree. You kind of get the sense that he's watched dynasties of generations of humans come and go, rise and fall of different powers and things like that. And what he's saying is what matters is the wisdom, not the hubris. You know, it's the respect for all life. Interestingly, I have been thinking, as indeed I'm sure you have, watching the Artemis II mission. Fascinating. Didn't get to see it all because I was traveling, but that viewpoint that they gave us that I think is strikes all astronauts, they all say it when they come back, is they look at Earth as an entirety, as a beautiful living being, a jewel in our solar system. And what a gift it is, and how silly we are to squabble about what goes on in our bit that we live on. They all say that. And I know the tree perspective, I love it. I believe it's a Native American saying, but it may be apocryphal and it may be credited to many people. But no tree has branches so foolish as to fight amongst themselves. So I share that wisdom with you, thanks to the seven of Earth, this wise old tree. And it came with the sun, which is Apollo, and very much a card about the summer. So the message I was getting loud and clear is now, and we're heading for a new moon in Aries on Saturday. And maybe that's why it feels like treacle for some people at the moment, because it's that waning moon, we're letting stuff go, and maybe it's we are tilling the ground, we're preparing our earth to plant new seeds on Saturday, and also seeds that are going to take you right through into the summer, the sun, this Apollo energy. That's it's that he's surrounded by sunflowers in my deck. So today is maybe about thinking as we come to this new moon, and you're preparing the ground. And preparing ground takes time. It's like any job. If you're doing a repainting job, it's the preparation is everything if you want the finished product to look good. So preparing the ground is the message that we've got today. I also asked the angels, okay, you've given me this message, prepare the ground, put these new seeds in. And sometimes we can do that intellectually or emotionally or spiritually. But then I said to them, but how do we make this practical? It's all very well being spiritual and having wonderful ideas, but how do we ground it in? How do we make it practical? And they instantly gave me a major arcana card, strength. Always comes with a lion. It's the number 8, which is an infinity symbol. Comes with Archangel Ariel, who's very much to do with our roots chakra and the planet that we live on. And the message on the card is about releasing harsh judgments, that judgments are like a ball and chain around our ankles. They hold us back. So find a way for forgiveness and compassion for whatever you're looking at. And I grant you, some of the news this week, I've just looked at it and gone, what the heck is going on there? But you know, everybody on the planet, they're still human beings. And even if they've behaved very badly, how did they get themselves into that place? Because you've actually got to be in a bad place to behave badly. You've got to be fearful or feel lack or that someone else has what I want. It's about entitlement. I ought to have that. Is very much part of it as well. And entitlement causes division. So all of that, they said, lose all of that. Try and take a view, almost like those astronauts looking back at Earth and thinking, what on earth are we doing? Squabbling amongst each other. Try and find a compromise. Try and find a balance. Try and find some forgiveness. You don't have to agree with them. Just don't have the ball and chain of judgment around your own ankle. So there we go. Having said that, those are the thoughts they gave me. I'm now going to go back into this Facebook chat room, pray that my mouse will behave itself. I need a new mouse. I think this one is a bit worn out. I try and scroll with it and it just doesn't. Nothing happens. It's a very tired old mouse. So let's have a look. I can see, gosh, there's lots more comments in there. Bear with me while I turn you all the right way up. So a very good morning in there. I can see first comment is from my friend down the road, Jennifer Hart, who lives here in Cornwall, saying that you feel it's like moving through treacle. You would like a card. Okay, so let's clear the deck. I have my angel tarot deck. As I say, if you want a particular deck, do please do tell me, but I'm working off the Angel Tarot today. And there comes a card for Jennifer. I love this. I promised you. I have shuffled the deck. You could hear me doing it. Jennifer, I've got that strength card. The card that was the advice when I said, how do we ground this? I have strength. It's Ariel. She's riding a tiger rather than a lion in my deck. There are rainbows shooting into the dark in the background, rainbow energy. And it's about having inner strength. At the side of her, there is an image of our planet Earth. This is all about this Earth energy, about feeling the love and the gift of being given a human body. I was meditating on that this morning as well and thinking, gosh, even when my body plays me up, the gift of being part of this creation on this Earth, on this jewel of a planet and having a human body, it is an absolute gift. So there's very much that in there. But again, this message about releasing judgments like a ball and chain around your ankles. So if there's any of that going on with your treacle marching, Jennifer, maybe that will help. Good morning to Kat Garner. You would love a card. Looking forward to message to us all. Okay, Kat, clear the deck. So what message from the Angel Tarot? There we go. That comes flying out. Another Earth card. So this Earth message today is coming through loud and clear. This is the Page of Earth. She is a beautiful fairy. Gosh, she's lovely. And she's in a woodland. She's got sparkles all around her. She's got a butterfly with her because this card is often about transformation, about transforming things materially to make them more of what we would like. The Page of Earth is always about learning. It's about being scholarly, or it can be good news about financial matters. If you've been trying to find your way through financial matters, it can say there's good news on the way. But it's always about learning, which also can mean study. Or it's about you feeling that you want to stretch your wings. This butterfly, do you want to do something more challenging in some aspect of your life? Do you want to meditate more and have more peace and quiet? Or is it that you want to study a subject? You will know, Kat. I leave that one with you. Maureen White Varner, my Libra sister, good morning to you. Back in MD after a fun weekend with your sister. How lovely. You got a call from hubby. Oh, Lord, there's no water in the house. Oh, Lord. Okay. Sending water angels, helpful ones. You don't want to leak. You would love a message. A message from Maureen White Varner, please, angels. What would be helpful to get Maureen through no water? Good news, Maureen. I have the 10 of air. This card is covered in unicorns because that's how my deck works. And the message on the card, the top message is end of a difficult situation. So there may be changes that this has brought because it can mean that to expect changes. But I think in your case, it's if there's been a difficult situation with the water, it's okay. It's gonna get fixed. It's just one episode in a wonderful long life. Jean McIntosh, good morning to you. Definitely feels like moving through treacle, you say. May I have a card, please? You're dealing with a tricky financial problem. With huge consequences if you can't. Okay, so again, I would caution you to speak to Archangel Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, because she's very good with money. She's about grounding and practicality. Also, maybe try putting something, it doesn't have to be in a very public way, but put something on the gratitude board on the front page of 1-2 Listen and let it get empowered. So a card, please, for Jean. That would be helpful to her angels. Is there a card or somebody who would like to work with Jean? I have a card come out. Nine of Fire comes with a dragon. The fire cards are very quick. The message on the card is don't give up. In other words, keep a very positive mindset that this is going to work out all right. Have courage. Believe in yourself. But also the message that quite often comes with this card is protecting what you've already created. So that would say to me, stand your ground. If there's a suggestion here that you need to stand your ground, then do so. Good morning to Pamela Snow, who is crazy busy. I am with you too. I would love a message today, she says. So here we go. A message, please, for Pamela Snow. What would help her in her crazy busy time, apart from Archangel Metatron, who will help you get everything done in your day because he can stretch time and space? So what card would you like? You have a crazy busy card, Pamela. You have the Queen of Fire. But my goodness, if ever there's a lady that can get things done, the Queen of Fire can. She, don't underestimate yourself. She would just, like a blaze of fire going through things, she will get it done. She says, stretch your wings. Don't underestimate yourself. Go for it. You'll get it done. Tara Elizabeth, good morning from Alberta, Canada. We'd love a message for the new moon. Okay, so this is about planting things. This new moon in Aries. We're still in Aries. It's a really powerful double energy, that, because the sun is in Aries, the new moon is in Aries. What should Tara focus on? And I have a card. I have a water card for you, which, given that it's an Aries new moon fire, this is the Ace of Water. And this card is always about falling in love with some aspect of life. It's falling in love in general. If you wanted someone to fall in love with you, this card would come up, if that's the question you were asking and reading. But as a general card coming up, it's about falling in love with life, or the resurgence of a relationship. And that can be our relationship with ourselves. Falling in love with ourselves and realizing what a gift we are on this earth. It's also about spiritual growth. And if you're looking to move house, it's a card that would indicate you're going to find a new home. Good morning to Mark Hassan. Thank you for that kind comment. It's Erica time. Yes, it is. Okay. Good morning to Joni Thompson. You would like a card for today. Appreciate some assistance. Okay, Joni. Angels, Joni would like some assistance, please. In what way would you assist Joni Thompson? Angels tuning into the angelic realms and the deck and waiting to see what card they will bring out for you. There we go. Nice. Very nice. Major Arcana card. In fact, two, you've got an air card behind it and the Major Arcana card. The air card is the Nine of Air. Now, air is our thoughts, our projections quite often. And the Nine of Air can sometimes be sleepless nights, just things that have us spinning and would that stop? And I can't see a way out. And what am I going to do about that? But it comes with the world and Archangel Michael, which is the completion of a circle. So whatever is going on in your life that has you in a spin or gives you sleepless nights, trust that actually very soon that's going to resolve. And actually use your thoughts, use your intellect to say, I can see that this will soon end, and intend that it's going to end well. So hopefully that is helpful to you, Joni. Quelly, good morning to you. Grand rising to you too. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton, who would like a message. Oh my God, my darling, I've just seen your message. You've lost your most beloved brother to suicide last week. I'm sure you're lost. I don't even begin in this moment to have words for you, Laura. I am so, so sorry to hear that. I would wrap you in angels and Azrael in particular. I will pull you a card, but all I can say is I am so sorry. I do not know how you begin to process a loss like that, and so unexpected. I have actually, strangely enough, a fire card, which shows how much stress you are under, and I am sure you are. So my love, for loads and loads of love to you, my darling. Pamela is also trying to spring clean. The more you clean, the more I see that needs attention. Absolutely. That's what happens when you clear out the closets and you see what's really in there. It gets very interesting, you say, when you have ADHD. I'm sure it does. Maureen White Varner, that rang a bell with you. Hang on a minute. I'm going to refresh this page because I can see that there are more messages coming in. My internet is being a little slow today. This kind of wading through treacle thing. Okay, bear with me while I tip these comments the right way up. Okay. Come on, mouse, play. Mouse is on strike. I think I need to feed it more mouse food. Right, I've got as far as Pamela, Laura. Okay, Pamela says perfect message. Just what you needed to hear. I am very glad to hear that. So looking at the time, yeah, I have got a few minutes left. I'm going to do a card for you if you're joining me live, or indeed if you're joining me on demand. And you can't get in the Facebook chat room, because I'm always very mindful that not everybody can, nor indeed everybody would want to get in the Facebook chat room. Social media can be a very challenging place. We protect our chat room as much as we possibly can, but obviously it can be a challenging place. So tuning into the energies of the 13th of April, just before Mark Husson tells us about the temperament of astrology signs. So what do we need to know for our highest good? Okay, what's the card for today? How do we, there we go, lovely water card. I have a four of water. Now, interesting, this four of water, I've got it in another deck where she's looking at the cups, but she really can't see any water in them. And this can, it's a kind of FOMO card, this. It's the fear of missing out, and sometimes we do. We think something good is happening to other people, and why is it not happening to us? And it is about, because it's a water card, this is not about the intellect, this is about feeling. And it can be from the past that we have been disappointed in the past, and we think, oh, there's no point in trying because that always happens and I don't get anything. And of course, that's actually not strictly true, because the power is always in the very present moment. Whatever's gone in the past is irrelevant to the present moment in terms of when you're thinking fear of missing out. And all it does is rob you of your peace of mind. It's part of the Reiki tenets that I do every morning. Just for today, do not anger. I will not let anger inform my decisions and actions. Righteous anger is fine to feel, but just don't let it drive you. And the second one is peace of mind. Worry. Do not let worry rob me of my present moment peace of mind. I trust in the process of life. And that card, this card is very much about that. When we feel rather than think, when we feel that we're missing out, we feel rejected, or we feel that life could bring us more, or we feel disappointed that something we hoped for hasn't happened. It is only in that present moment. And in that present moment, we can choose to think, well, this is not always so, and maybe something else will be better coming along. That happens. Sometimes stuff happens. I've had a year of that when I've had things happen. I thought, oh my goodness, what was that about? But when I've looked back on the year, even though it has been incredibly challenging, it actually made space for something better to come in. And I just had to keep taking one step forward and one step forward and just dealing with it on a daily basis until, in fact, it transformed. And it did. So I'm hoping that you will find those messages helpful. And thank you so much as ever for joining me in the Facebook chat room. So that is it. I am out of time. I cannot wait to find out what Mark Husson is going to teach me about the temperament of star signs. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, I send you lots of love. Wrap you in angels. Take care. Have a brilliant week. And bye-bye for now.